Hey, I'm Scott, and it's Azure Friday. I'm here with Jason Anderson. We've got some exciting news for you. Azure DB4.
MySQL.
MySQL.
Can you believe it?
I've actually got 20 web apps, and two of them run MySQL, and I had to make my own VM like a savage and install MySQL on the thing. And honestly, I'm just realizing here, I don't remember what version it is, and I may not have done anything with that VM in years.
That's probably bad. That's scary. Yeah, it is.
I should probably update it.
You should, and it'll be really easy. I'll show you how to do that here in a minute.
Yeah, because I'd like to maybe get rid of that VM entirely.
No, you absolutely want to get rid of the VM. You don't want to manage, you know, the OS. You don't want to manage WordPress from a like patching perspective or MySQL and all that. It just, that's all
well,
managed.
Well, there was a cool open source project that ran. It was a PHP app that sat on top of a MySQL database, and in a moment of weakness, I just made a little tiny VM and I installed MySQL on it and I forgot about it.
Well, that was the problem. There was no other option at the time, right? And now we have that.
Okay, so solve this problem for me.
All right. Well, let me tell you a little bit about what the platform is. So Azure Database for MySQL. The beauty about the service is it's built on top of the same service fabric framework that SQLDB is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So SQLDB's been running for 9 years or whatnot. SQLDB's on top of it as well. Mm-hmm. The beauty of that is not only do we have MySQL, but also PostgreSQL, which we're going to talk about a little bit later. Mm-hmm. We're able to a degree, snap into that platform. So what does that give us? That gives us some common elements that are super important for a managed service, such as HA, built-in backup, scalability, and things like that. So we didn't have to reinvent the wheels there. Literally, what we had to do was to take both engines, MySQL and Postgres, adapt them for the platform, and then extend them in Azure so they're first-class citizens. So and that's what we've done.
Okay. So you've got a diagram here kind of explaining that it really is just one of the peer products on top of the larger stack that runs all of our database services.
Exactly. And you know, theoretically, not that we're committing to anything, but theoretically you could imagine other database engines coming in the future as well. So it's all up to what customers want. But it's been clear customers have been beating us up about MySQL and Postgres. Now we have it.
Yeah, well, this will be great. I mean, WordPress is the obvious thing, but I legitimately do have this VM that you've just made me realize. It's just been out there running all alone, naked and afraid, in the forest. It's probably 2 years old, so I'm going to just move that over to this new service.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's easy to do. So let's show you a little bit about how it all works. So number one, if you're running a web app today, like in your case, and you want to go ahead and create, there's two ways you can do it, right? So just real quick, if I'm going to go ahead and create the service, under databases, you see SQL database and so on, but now you have Azure Database for MySQL and Postgres. So let's go into here really quick. I'm not going to go through the full process, but what I do want to show you, let me pop my region over.
Everywhere.
We're in 11 regions right now, and we are quickly rolling out to more.
And then, if you don't mind, pull that version down there.
Version. So 5.6 and 5.7.
That's what I wanted to see.
When 8.0 comes out, we'll have that as well. So we'll have N-2 support, so you can do a little bit of both. Now, the pricing tier, let's talk about this for a minute. So right now, we have basic and standard available. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about this. So you see we have these things called compute units. And if you're a SQLDB person, you know what a DTU is, database transaction units, a blended measure of CPU, RAM, and IOPS performance from a storage standpoint. Mm-hmm. What we've done is we've separated the storage component out of it just to focus on compute units being just CPU and RAM mix.
Does that mean that I don't think about storage at all as long as it is less than 50 gigs?
You do think about storage, and then you think about it in the way of what tier of service that you want. It depends on what level of storage we're on. So on our basic tier, it's based off of standard Azure storage, so it's remote spinning media, shared tenant storage, no guaranteed IOPS or anything like that. Our standard tier is based off of premium storage, so that's SSD, remote SSD, so you get guaranteed IOPS with that. The IOPS scaling is 3 gigabytes per IOP, so with 125 gigabytes provisioned by default, I get 375 guaranteed IOPS for that instance. If I want to increase my IOPS, I just increase the storage and it scales linearly with that.
Okay.
Now from a compute unit standpoint, so you're asking, what's a compute unit, right?
Yeah,
so,
how do I know? Like I might say, I mean, if I'm using my ignorance, which ignorance is my superpower, I might look at that and say, well, that's just, I may do it cost-based. I may want to type in a number there that fits the cost, but I still have no idea whether that's going to do the job.
Exactly, right. So we have this explained, but effectively a compute unit or 100 compute units equals roughly 2 a core. And we say roughly a core because, you know, our Azure data centers have different generations of hardware. Right. So a core on a Gen 3 versus a core on a Gen 5 are different. We normalize that a bit so you don't have to think about it. It's a guaranteed level of performance from a CPU memory perspective.
Okay. Okay.
So here this would be effectively two cores. Okay. When we introduce our premium tier, the compute units will be the same, but the memory will be doubled for that instance, so you'll get more memory. It's a memory-optimized instance, mm-hmm. and the premium tier will be based off of local SSD. So mm-hmm. no latency from a network perspective. IOPS scaling is 10 gigabytes to one, so you get a lot of opportunity there.
What about workloads that change based on time? For example, what I'm doing right now is I'm running a mailing list system, so only for maybe 3 to 5 days a month, it's working really hard. Can I scale it up and down?
Absolutely. So let me show you how you do that. So effectively, I've got a, let me show you my website, my website I made up just over the weekend here. So if I go into, well, you see right here, pinned right away, I've pinned a metrics dashboard to my Azure dashboard.
Okay.
And this is metrics for the database server itself. So you can see I can monitor compute unit percentage, memory percentage, CPU percentage, and so on.
Okay, so that's comforting. I know, now that you're telling me, I do have insight into how hard the thing's working.
Right.
If it were maxed out, I clearly need more, so it is an index.
It is, so what we can do here.
But I can see what's being used.
Yeah, so we can set up alerts on this. You can say, hey, I want to set up an alert if I hit 80% of my compute unit, I want to be notified, right?
Gotcha.
So in the event that that happens, it's real simple. I can go over to my database server. Yes, I want to discard those edits. Don't tell me that again. Let's go to my database server.
Okay.
Let's go to my pricing tier. And so if I was actually hitting that compute unit metric threshold that I was going to hit, I could say, you know what, I need more. So I'm going to scale this up. Let's scale it up to 100, okay?
And that's so totally fine.
So it's fine. So scaling right now. And the beauty of this is on the fly. So it's using our HA framework, meaning what's happening effectively, it's spinning up a new server. Once that new server is available, it's going to switch over on the back end, switch my DNS entries over. Your server is down for maybe 30 to 45 seconds, right?
Oh.
But resilient apps are pretty aware, right? So if I go into my my website here. It's still up. If I can go ahead and take a look here, and let's hope that this actually works. If I've got caching set up properly, it should just load that page up, which it's doing rather slowly right now. But the point being, there's no downtime in the sense that you have to worry about spinning up a new instance, configuring it like you do in those other cloud vendors.
So this application could have things cached locally. It could have query retries of, two or three times. Yep. It can be resilient in that respect. Back to the pricing tier point, I could, I have this mailing list that is really, really active, mm-hmm. 3 or 4 days a month.
Okay.
I might want to use 200, 300, some large number of compute units during that time, and then I can bring it back down to a peaceful.
And that's exactly
50 or whatever for the rest of the month.
And we've heard this consistently from customers, especially in the WordPress scenario, where they're saying, "Look, I've got microsites. They don't tend to use a lot of
microsites.
Marketing website, right?
That's exactly what I have.
I'm running a marketing promotion over the weekend. I expect my traffic to spike 300%.
Yep.
They go ahead and do it over the weekend, and they scale it back down. They control their costs. App's still up and running.
That is fantastic.
And the great thing about it as well is this is the same MySQL that people are using today. So we've not forked it or changed it. We've taken the community edition of MySQL, we've implemented it as a service. So all your current tools work, MySQL Workbench, all your APIs are going to work, your mm-hmm. apps are going to work, no change necessary, same connection string you would use before. It's literally if you're moving from AWS or somewhere else, you move your data in, import it in, mm-hmm. change your connection string, you're up and running.
Okay, so you say community edition. Let's talk about this. How far could I go if I want to go beyond just a blog, if I'm really running some serious workloads on MySQL? How much can MySQL scale, and how far can Azure take it?
It can scale pretty far. So like I said, with our when our premium tier comes, we'll support up to 2,000 compute units, possibly even more. So that's 20 cores, right? Pretty significant.
20 cores.
Yeah.
That's... And we think more than I can even think of.
From a MySQL perspective, we don't see a lot of people that are going to necessarily need that, but there are some customers that we have that are running vertical apps that are massively scaled, mm-hmm. need that level of performance. But we see the majority are going to be in the basic to standard tier, really hitting the common scenarios.
So do you think a typical WordPress blog that someone's got out there right now, there's no reason that they couldn't start using this today?
Oh, they could use it today. Basic would be fine. And right now it's a great time to step in because we're in preview, mm-hmm. and all of that means we don't have a published SLA, but it does mean pricing is half of what it's going to be until public. So great time to go in and try it out, see what the performance is like. If mm-hmm. it's not quite fast enough, scale it up, and you can manage it from there. And one more last thing, it's really cool. It's like, databases are great, but when it comes down to, at the end of the day, it's all about the apps, right? So if I want to do WordPress, I don't have to do a database and go ahead and spin it up and then spin up a separate app service. I can do it all in one.
Oh,
right? So here,
wow.
If I go in and I spin up a WordPress app, you're going to see it right now. In database provider, I choose Azure Database for MySQL, and then I can go through and I can provision that all together. So when I'm done, I've got an app service running, I've got WordPress running on a Docker container, mm-hmm. MySQL database is set up and configured. You literally, next step is in WordPress is installing, you configure, and you're up and going.
You just solved my WordPress problems.
Fantastic.
For me. I can use standard tools to then move, use the regular MySQL tools and administration tools to move my database over.
Absolutely.
Today.
That's the beauty of it.
Very
no friction.
Cool. All right. We're learning all about Azure DB for MySQL here on Azure Friday.